I am not a professional. I am just a 17-year-old girl who is fascinated by this stuff. Hey guys, welcome to the introduction to MBTI. MTBI stands for Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, and it is a personality test that was conducted by two psychologists who believed that every person could match one out of the 16 personality types. This decides how you perceive the world and how you make decisions. 16personalities.com is the best test that I tell everyone to take. It takes about 20 minutes, and I recommend taking the test before you listen to the rest of this podcast, but chances are if you're listening, you've probably already taken the test. There's another app that I love called Personality Types, which really helps you dive into more about yourself and your type. The types are 4 letters long, there are 8 letters, and a possible 16 combinations. The first 2 letter pairs are E versus I, which is extroversion versus introversion. Most people think, oh, I'm shy, I must have introversion, or he's loud, he must have extroversion. And that is actually a very common misconception. People with extroversion gain energy from the outer world and are generally easy to get to know. They also speak to clarify thoughts, which I didn't know was a trait of extroverts until recently. But when I found that out, it really spoke to my extroverted personality because I literally don't know what I'm thinking until I tell somebody or I write it down. Extroverts also make decisions quickly. Introverts are pretty much the opposite. And this letter pair is the easiest to decipher between. People with introversion gain energy from their inner world and typically can concentrate better. It's possible they are more difficult to get to know and they also reflect before making decisions. The next 2 letter pairs are S versus N, which is sensing versus intuition. These letters show you how you take information in. The key difference between sensors and intuitives is that sensors rely heavily on the 5 senses, whereas intuitives think of examples and potential outcomes, and for lack of a better term, often jump to conclusions. Sensors gather information from what they can see. They act on other people's thoughts and base their opinions on past experiences. They are practical, factual, and realistic. Intuitives, on the other hand, are often more creative and imaginative. They see the big picture and think of future possibilities, and even if there is no concrete evidence for their thinking, they will stick to it. Next up is thinking versus feeling, aka T versus F. This is pretty self-explanatory. There are a lot of generalizations about these letter pairs. People assume men are always thinkers and women are always feelers, or that thinkers have no emotions and feelers can't think logically. But I'm here to say this is far from the truth. Thinkers judge based on logic. They decide with their head. The truth has priority to them over relationships. Something interesting about thinkers is that they are not easily upset or hurt by others' remarks, which is one of the many reasons my results always put me in the feeler category. Feelers decide with their hearts. They are driven by emotion and usually empathetic and passionate. They give priority to maintaining and keeping relationships. The last letter pair is J versus P, judging versus perceiving. I definitely fall close to the middle of these 2 letters, but consider myself more perceiving. While talking about these letter pairs, we are going to be talking about organized versus disorganized. But to clarify, this means your thoughts, not how clean your bedroom is. Because when I first got into learning about MBTI, I genuinely thought I was a judging type because I like to stay tidy. If you are a judger, you are structured and organized. You need to finish one job before you move to the next. It is necessary for you to have a plan before taking action, and you think ahead of time about your actions. If you are a perceiver, you like to keep your options open and flexible. You don't mind or even enjoy when things are spur of the moment. You also are more likely to work in bursts of energy. I hope these letter pairs make sense to you. The easiest ones to understand for me are I versus E and T versus F, but S versus N and J versus P took me more research and dedication to learn about. So now that you have the basic ideas behind the differences between the letters, let's talk about the actual 16 different combinations, the personality types, and the statistics regarding them. It might be helpful for you to know my type before I dive into this. I am an ENFP. I've taken several different tests throughout the years, and this result is what I get most frequently. And after reading so much about the different functions, I definitely agree that I am an ENFP. To review, that stands for extroversion, intuition, feeling, and perceiving. A few years ago, a study was conducted to find out the personality types of percentages of the population. ISTJ was the most popular in men at 16.4%, and ISFJ was the most popular in women at 19.4%. Both of the most common personality types included introversion, sensing, and judging, but the men had thinking and the women had feeling. The least common personality types were INFJ for men and ENTJ for women, both around 1%, meaning only 1 out of 100 people had this personality type. My type, ENFP, is a somewhat common type, had by 9.7% of the female population. So I want to keep my episode short, so I'm going to wrap things up by saying follow me on Instagram at Isabel Jarosz, IsabelJarosz. And next time, I'm going to be going in depth about the individual types, careers for the types, and celebrity matches.